Hello. Okay. Oh my God, my lips. They do look plumper.
They do.
They do.
They're fucking better.
You're disgusting. Don't look down there. No shit. All lips have been plumped and we are back for season two. Hello, everyone. It's been a while, and you may or may not, probably not, be wondering what the fuck happened. You're like, where are Katie and Roxanne? Where are Katie and Roxanne's vaginas? And if they just disappear, how the fuck am I supposed to understand my own? That is a valid question. But have no fear. We do not leave a vag behind.
Roxanne, Scout's honor.
We're coming back, and we have a couple of things to disclose about ourselves and a little bit more information about why we took some time off. So do you want to tell people? Roxanne, most importantly, where is your badge?
Well, me, you, and our badges have been behind the scenes over the last few months, running point on our sabbaticals, and, you know, working together on an amazing new season for you guys that will bring you all of the must-have info on women's health and so much more.
As always.
Yikes. But we're talking about those big topics like HPV. Hormonal health, ways to boost immunity pre and post COVID.
Yes.
Huge. I needed that a couple of months ago.
Jesus. I'm still working on mine.
And, you know, a really hot topic that we've been getting a lot from the DMs that we're going to address. Did my IUD destroy my soul along with my hormones?
Yeah, yeah. It's probably both, you know, but stay tuned.
The symptoms are real. The topics can sound cringy, but the struggle can be removed, prevented, avoided with the right info in hand.
Yes, get
ready. That we're going to give. Yes, that's right.
I can't wait. Sabbatical vag just hits different. Don't you think? Yeah, this next season, we're going into more depth and we're expanding women's health topics beyond just the physical body. We're digging deeper, actually, into how mind, body, and soul are all connected. So it turns out we need to care about them working together. They all coexist with one another and depend on one another. So we're going to cover things like, how do we hold stress in our bodies? What methods can we use to get it out? Is this menopause belly or am I just drinking too much Chardonnay? Again, one of those, maybe it's both. But one of my favorite philosophical questions that we're going to somehow integrate into the show is, what is the pelvic chakra? And does it hold the key to discovering my true identity?
Ooh, yes.
So if the rumors are true, this whole time, our vages have been holding the world's superpower.
Blowing my mind.
That's some big V energy, my people.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
Season two.
Yeah.
That's where we're going.
When we talk about big chakra, can you get that this voice back? Because I am really digging it.
So this may be forever. Chakra. I am forever changed after COVID. She's seen some shit and she's here to stay.
Well, if we're exploring all this new stuff in season two and people are like, what's been going on? Why are you diverting into new arenas? Maybe we should just tell them.
Oh, they're probably wondering, why are you talking about these things? Like, where in the world were your vaginas? You still have not answered. Where in the world were Roxanne and Katie's vaginas? Well, they went on a journey, and it's right in line with what's called the Great Resignation. So we know this one very well. Mm-hmm. I actually think it should be rebranded to the Great Transformation. Am I right?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Self-discovery.
Dropping some truths.
Let's talk about it.
I love it. Well, so if you haven't heard about the mass exodus, the droves of employees exclaiming, bye, Felicia, to their jobs, it's been christened the Great Resignation. In early October of last year, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reported 4.3 million people, or almost 3% of the workforce, quit their jobs in August alone.
One month. 3% of the workforce.
Yeah. And this was a record. Last year, an average of more than almost 4 million workers quit their jobs each month, meaning 2021 holds the highest average on record. And interestingly enough, because we are in both of these fields, resignations are highest in the tech and healthcare industries.
Very insightful and something we can both relate to firsthand.
Yeah.
So look at us. We are right on trend. Yeah. And you know, what's fascinating to me and also somewhat heartbreaking is women really are kind of leading in resignation rates compared to men. And we've made so much progress, you know, to kind of get here and be faced with this really difficult decision of, do we continue advancing? And why do we have to make the choice between our career and being phenomenal mothers? The fact is, for most women, it's not actually, at least the leading reason is not because they're on personal journeys of soul searching and self-discovery, but it's really more as a result of childcare deficiencies.
Absolutely, yeah.
So schools being closed, almost two straight years, interruptions, quarantines, closures. I mean, there's only so many times that can be kind of delivered in the workplace as the reason why you're unavailable. And it's really hard to start and stop all of the time. So parents of just younger kids, daycare centers were just already unaffordably expensive. They were in short supply even before the pandemic. So the combination of just lack of childcare, higher expenses, and then an unclear future that can really start to pile on top of one another. So costs are higher, waiting lists are longer, and minds are crazier.
I do know for me, I mean, my daycare where we sent our youngest, they increased their prices during the pandemic, which was just like, I mean, you already can't let my kid even come to school if it has if she has like a runny nose. So she's out of school most of the time and now you're increasing the prices. So
I don't know where the return on investment is, you know?
Not until in my pocket. I don't
until
have the return
it goes
on investment.
Back to you, right?
Right.
Which is what kind of led us to our great resignations.
Yeah.
But for me, I mean, witnessing the female-led exodus from the workforce, it really highlighted this like go-to-mom social conditioning that we have. So while we've made a ton of advancements in the workforce and in our careers, it will take time for us to not feel so conditioned to just go to mom for everything.
So true.
I was grateful to have a secure position in tech, but every day I lived in a physical environment where my heart was just divided at all times, heart, mind, and coexisting in a place of high stress and fast pace while watching my kiddos just have zero attention.
Yeah.
You know, it was just, for me, the struggle was I couldn't compartmentalize because I was faced with both identities living together in one space. And there's no choice when it comes to whether or not you are with your kids. That's the number one.
Yeah. Right?
But then when you have your career kind of at the forefront, it's difficult to justify spending time away when you say you choose your kids over everything.
Exactly. I mean, that's for a whole nother episode, you know? That complex.
Yeah.
Well, it's not really a complex. It's, you know.
It's reality.
It's
how you manage it.
Yeah.
But looking back, I think it took that to actually wake up. And that was the turning point and what created the path toward a sabbatical. So, Roxanne, what were the first symptoms of burnout for you that you became aware of? And how long did you sit with those before determining you needed to make a big life change?
Knowing that in the data for the Great Resignation, just the industries, the tech and the healthcare industries, the assumption that likely the reason why people were leaving was because those are high stress, high demand jobs, especially during the pandemic. And so people were mainly leaving from burnout, which I think is really what, you know, you were experiencing. Yep. I think for me, it was less about burnout because, to be honest, I still feel, quote unquote, burnout in my current situation when I don't have, you know, a full-time OBGYN practice and I'm doing 24-hour night call and deliveries at night. And I think for me, that's just the type A personality speed that I function at. But it was really more about dissatisfaction with how I was doing in my career. And I think the culmination of so much last year, just the dragging of, I think we all thought that the pandemic was going to be over in 2021, just the dragging out of that pandemic, having kids during the pandemic, being an owner of a business during the pandemic, having a fourth child during the pandemic.
Definitely. Sprinkle a little more child on top.
It definitely contributed to the timing of me just saying, fuck it. You know, there's never going to be a good time to put a pause on my career and basically start all over again.
That's so true. Yeah. That's so true. To have kind of shared feelings, even though we were in completely different industries, is a pretty remarkable thing. And what ultimately brought us together for a vagina podcast.
Exactly.
Thank you, God.
Exactly. And honestly, I think that this vagina podcast helped me in that positive way in realizing, hey, I can do me and still be contributing.
Yeah, absolutely.
To,
if not at a greater scale. There's plenty of smart, successful career women out there that are sitting there and they're at the top of their game and they probably have no idea how their body is supposed to be functioning. Exactly. And whether or not they're in like some hormonal crisis until it's a little bit too late.
So currently we're in different phases of our sabbatical. I'm about two-ish months in, and you are...
I lost track of time, honestly. So, secret's out. I baited Roxanne into a sabbatical with me because truly planned it very well and living my best life. However, I put a 6-month roadmap together, which we will unpack a little bit more, that had very clear milestones. And if they weren't met, sabbatical would conclude. And I just decided to abandon all goals and milestones and continue on this soul-searching journey. So, yeah.
So do you think that is part of maybe like your biggest discovery thus far is just the abandonment of goals and milestones? Yeah. Or I guess I wouldn't say goals, but just...
Yeah, they were goals. I think part of that is true. Like the biggest discovery was actually, why am I making goals and measuring my performance in a sabbatical?
Yeah. So then the question is, okay, you knew you didn't want to continue in the rat race that you were currently living in, that you called your life. What was your goal? Like you were like, I'm going to take a sabbatical and my goal is X.
It was lofty, but I'm happy to share. I am going to write an award-winning musical.
I don't think that I even knew that.
I'm actually still doing that.
Wow.
But here's the fun part. The roadmap does not actually equal the right amount of time to accomplish such a lofty goal. It was meant, I think, to satisfy this void that I felt creatively. Mm-hmm. And so as a way to reconcile maybe lost time, I thought, okay, I'm going to go after the most ambitious.
Well, because, I mean, give the listeners some background. You're not just an engineer.
No.
You actually
play jazz piano. No, I had no background in music, and I just thought, why not? We live in a free country. Everyone has talent. No, I applied for the Dallas School of Music and have just transformed under the mentorship of Dr. Bob Lawrence, who is a wonderful person. And kind of he, in a way, helped me rediscover that creative spark just through piano.
Yeah, I love it.
And so it started to unlock that creative side that I had abandoned in college. And I left piano and went to engineering, which didn't make sense at the time. And now I'm back where I started and it doesn't make sense. But here we are. Might as well, you know?
Yeah.
And it takes the year that we all faced collectively in our world to kind of come to terms with what fills your heart and your soul and creates the happiest environment. But yeah, I mean, the lesson though for me in creating that roadmap and then discovering that I was not going to meet those goals was that I was actually trying to control still the outcome of my sabbatical, which was exactly what I was doing in the workplace.
Huge light bulb, yeah.
Yeah. So I have spent the last couple months just ironically being still, and it's messy and it's uncomfortable, and I want to do 500 things and I have to sit there and not. And that's where you actually really figure out who you are.
Yeah,
you should do that phase, by the way, for anyone listening and taking notes. Do the discovery phase, the sitting still phase, before the roadmap. Don't make a roadmap before you know your identity.
I haven't done either of those. So, well, I mean,
I'm here to tell you. You're now witnessing.
It's never entered my mind to do a roadmap. And your goal is amazing and attainable because you are, I mean, I think you guys will learn in this season just how multi-talented, like I'm not even kidding, how multi-talented Katie is. And I absolutely respect her for that. So, but I guess to answer the question about what was one of the bigger discoveries where I'm currently at.
Because you're in your early stage. Yeah. I mean, it's like you're kind of coming down from the adrenaline.
Yeah. I think I learned, for me, one of the biggest things I learned is that the people in my life, the ones that really are supposed to be in my life, really supported me. And I thought I was going to be disappointing my husband. Like, he's going to be like, absolutely not. That's not going to work. Get your ass back to work. Or my kids. I thought that I was disappointing my kids. They were going to be like, well, shit, now how are we going to get candy from the hospital? And are we going to have enough money to support our Target toy shopping addictions? And then my patients. Oh, my God. I really thought that I was going to be letting them down. They would be like, I'll just never see another doctor. I'll wait for you to come back. And I'm like, well, there's no timeline for that. And they're just still looking at me and saying they're waiting.
And you still have an annual that is required, ma'am. So,
and then, you know, my parents and my in-laws, I thought, you know, my parents were going to think we sent this child to college. You know, we helped her get through med school. And now this fool wants to just do a vagina podcast.
Yeah, yeah. It is more than that, to be clear. But yes, I understand.
And my in-laws, you know, oh, I knew it. I knew this day was going to come when that bitch was going to have my son being the hard worker in the family. Yeah. But none of those words came out of anybody's mouth. And I don't think they were secretly suppressing those words either. I felt genuine support. And to be honest, they actually said that they saw it coming, you know, that, you know, the fulfillment that I had, you know. So I started in 2018, I got turned on to what's called lifestyle medicine by my amazing sister, who's also a physician in New Orleans. And it just was one of those things that once I opened my eyes to a different way of practicing medicine, I couldn't turn it off. Mm-hmm. And to try to weave it into how I was currently practicing medicine, it just wasn't working. And so I knew that something had to change. And unfortunately, you know, it has to be drastic when you really need to feel like you're moving in the direction that you're really being called to.
Absolutely. So, you have to take the lead.
Yeah.
And I think what people miss and what you're highlighting is, even though you're so sure, if you are a person that operates from like an objective standpoint and you need data to justify decisions, sabbaticals are not going to provide that.
Right.
You are going to have a large percentage of it be rooted in blind trust and the knowingness of what is feeding your soul.
Exactly.
And it's hard to quantify
that. Yes.
It's hard to do that when you're taking away the finances and in a household that's used to dual income.
Right.
So,
And just like you said, it's hard for people outside to understand that, you know, like, oh, so what are your plans? Either, oh, well, I have no plans, or, you know, I, you know, have these other goals that have nothing to do with what I'm currently doing. It's just, I think sometimes you can be tempted to think that, oh my God, people think I'm crazy. I must be crazy. I need to get back to a regular,
absolutely,
soul-sucking job, you know?
But can we just start to celebrate the courage that it takes to be honest with people in social settings and be like, I have no idea what I'm doing.
Exactly. You want to help me out?
Yeah. Well, let's talk about it. Let's have some depth, you know?
That's right.
Let's stop celebrating the accolades on paper, because the pressure is already so high.
Exactly.
So let's celebrate the unraveling.
Yeah. Yeah.
The vulnerability.
Yeah.
The courage and bravery it takes like own that.
That's right.
And live in it.
Is the gospel choir coming out? Bring them out. I feel like it's time for some gospel.
okay. For our listeners out there, they have some background. It's fascinating to me, even just listening, I know both of our backgrounds. Mm-hmm. I know what led us here, but we both were called because we discovered something new while living in a career that was accelerating beyond anything we could have ever dreamed. And so that discovery, when it feeds you, you can't let it go.
Exactly.
And that's what brought us together. Yeah. That's just crazy. Yeah. So our listeners might be like, okay, I actually do relate to some of these signs, the anxiety or the questioning around, is this the time? When should I do it? What will it look like? If you could give listeners just one piece of advice as they take the next step in their journey, what would it be?
One piece is hard, but I guess I think I would say, you know, as waterworks douchey as it sounds, pay heed to those nudges. Don't sweep them under the rug. Find courage to talk to your family and friends about what you're thinking about, and you will be so surprised how much support you will find. You're the only one holding you back.
You will be okay. Go do it.
Exactly.
All right. So that wraps up our sorry ass excuses for keeping everyone waiting so long for season two. We are not the there's no excuse kind of gals. We are storytellers. We embrace it. And so now you know. And if you don't know, you can't grow.
Did you just make that?
I did with my raspy voice. We feel so blessed, truly, though, to have so much support from listeners like you. Thank you for continuing on this crazy vagicoaster with us. Okay. Your reward we're giving away. Just kidding.
What are we going to give away?
We don't have anything. But we do have one reward for our listeners, and that is a season two, episode one drop date.
What? Yeah, drum roll.
Mark your calendars. Thursday, April 14th, right in time for tax season. What better way to celebrate your responsibility than to learn more about your vag and to celebrate the power that comes from that? All right? Can I get a witness?
Are we gonna say what it's about?
HPV, baby.
Yeah.
And your mom has it. And everyone else around her does too. So it's time to talk about it.
Let's talk.
Put it out there on the table.
Absolutely.
HPV is like...
Don't say it. No, absolutely not. No.
HPV is like a hangnail.
No.
It's annoying.
No.
Treatable.
No. And it causes cancer. So no.
Hangnails, you never know. I've never let it last that long. Just kidding. I'm not trying to minimize the severity of HPV. I've got half
you
a
actually
cervix.
Are.
I'm your guy. I am your case study.
If you don't already follow us on the gram at the SMB podcast, go do that now and send us your questions. We'd love to hear from you. And we do our best to answer all of your questions either during a podcast episode or in an Instagram reel or post. And free medical advice.
Yeah. I mean,
for now.
Roxanne is crushing it on those reels. I'm like, keep it up.
Yeah, Katie, tell them.
I have a social media reel aversion.
That's a real diagnosis.
It's a real diagnosis, correct. And I'm allergic. But if the people want more, I'm happy to give it.
Paula, if you want Katie to be on more reels, so let us know.
In the meantime, though, while Roxanne is making reels, did I shave my vag for this?
Did you? I mean, if you didn't, get ready season two. Mm-hmm. About to roll around.
The podcast series I Shaved My Vag for This and all associated online content is produced by Dr. Roxanne Perro and Kate Thompson in conjunction with ISMV LLC for entertainment, educational, and informational purposes only.
The opinions expressed herein are the personal views of Dr. Perro and her guests, do not represent the views or opinions of anyone else, and all facts and information presented are believed to be accurate at the time and should not be construed as specific medical, health, legal, financial, tax, or any other professional advice.